This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite.
Feel Good Friday. Tell us some good news off the back of this heartwarming story, Lise.
This is a wonderful story. It's about a woman, Kate McClure. She was driving into Philadelphia in the US on one of their freeways late at night. She was still on the outskirts. So, you know, I mean, she probably felt not particularly the safest, but when she ran out of petrol, never a great feeling at any time, let alone late at night on the outskirts on the freeway. She managed to maneuver her car onto an exit ramp, and there she was greeted by a homeless man named Johnny, who said he would be happy to spend his last $20 to buy her some petrol a few blocks away so she could get safely home. 10 minutes later, Johnny returned with the petrol and Kate McClure thanked him and went on her way. But that's pretty much just where the story begins.
Yeah, that's right. McClure couldn't stop thinking about Johnny. So she and her boyfriend, they gathered some food, some clothes, some basic toiletries. They put it all in a backpack and delivered it to him. And then they started a GoFundMe page. Now, this page has raised over $20,000 to date for Johnny, who is an unemployed paramedic who was led astray by a drug problem.
Now, Kate and her boyfriend plan to rent Johnny an apartment and pay for food, clothing, a mobile phone, and transportation as he attempts to get his life back together.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's incredible. Mm. I just, this chance exchange and his life has been changed. These things are, it's a shame we don't see more of this.
It is a shame. But you know what? It's out there. We just don't hear enough about it. And that's where you come in. Tell us some good news. We hear so much crap these days.
We do. So much negativity all the time. Let's bring back the Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday. We want some good news.
Yes. This is fantastic news. This story of the woman who raised $20,000 for a homeless man who lent her his last $20 for petrol when she ran out of fuel on a freeway late at night. She couldn't get him out of her head. She went back with, you know, supplies for him, but then she also set up a GoFundMe page and is now, in fact, renting him an apartment until he gets himself back on his feet.
It's great, isn't it? Yep. We got Catherine in Tapping. Tell us some good news, Catherine.
Well, we actually had something go completely horrible wrong. Mm-hmm. Last week, our house flooded. We had a burst pipe that put about 4,000 litres of water in our house.
Oh, wow.
But the amazing, can't say more better of them, RAC were out. They had all the guys out to get it all sorted. They had our whole house packed, moved into storage in like 36 hours.
Really?
And all our new floors are sorted. Our first lot of floors went down today, more floors next week, and all our furniture and that was damaged is all covered. Fantastic.
It's just, it's peace of mind, isn't it?
It's peace of mind. And it's great that they came out and did it because in those sort of situations, your brain kind of goes to a bit of a blur and you need someone to swoop in and take control for you, don't you think?
Especially when you find it at 3:15 in the morning.
Oh, in the middle of the night, there's nothing worse.
Catherine.
Well, good to hear it's worked out well.
Well done. Yep.
Good news.
Fantastic. Thanks.
See ya.
And ironic that you live in Tapping, but no big deal. Chris in Forestfield, tell us some good news, mate.
Hi, guys. Well, me and my wife, a couple of nights ago, we went to go and put some money on a lay-by. And, you know, while we were on our way, we thought, you know what, we'll put a bit of fuel in the ute.
Yep.
And we got there, filled up the ute, and went to pay, and the cards were declining. Well, we had the money there. I've just been paid that night.
Yeah. The fuel's already in the car. It's an awkward situation. Yeah.
And the banks had gone down. And anyway, we were probably in there for about 45 minutes and, watching people come and go and like, wish we could do that. But we seen this guy come in, he came in, paid for his fuel and he left.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 minutes later, he come back in, he goes, I'd like to pay for theirs.
Really?
Oh, you're kidding.
And
wow.
He actually paid for our fuel. And my wife and I, we were totally gobsmacked. Like, we didn't know what to say.
Oh.
But it was just like, we were just blown away.
That's pretty
really
amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great when somebody does that.
If I ever do see him, I'm definitely going to buy him a beer.
Oh,
yeah. And
we
just
salute you, fuel man.
Good on you. And thanks for sharing that good news, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Good news.
No worries. Thanks,
on you, mate.
See ya.
Jackie in the Vines, tell us your good news.
Well, it's actually about a really wonderful person. Mm-hmm. My daughter-in-law's parents Tino had a stroke. Her father had a stroke about 18 months ago at the age of 50. And rather than curling up in a ball and the whole family, you know, sort of, you know, just stopping.
Yes.
They've actually gone out. They go out on a Sunday and they help clothe the homeless. They wander around Perth giving out water and whistles and helping the homeless on a Sunday.
Really?
Michelle's an author. She's written 3 books, 2 of them in the time since Tino's. And, you know, the funds from the books go to Beyond Blue and to help the homeless. And I'm a breast cancer survivor. I got the all clear today.
Good news.
Congratulations. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. That's amazing.
But one of her books is going towards breast cancer. So, like, all of, you know, they're just such wonderful people that they make you want to go and do something that yourself. Yeah. And so I'm this is a bit of a shout out. I'm going to do a bit of a 12 days of Christmas, and I'm going to forego my coffee every morning, and instead of buying a coffee, I'm going to go out and buy something for the homeless and put it in a box, and like on the week for 12 days, and then like sort of on the weekend of the 14th, we'll take it out to the homeless.
Yeah, so what a beautiful idea.
Shout out to everybody else to forgo their coffee or beer or whatever and do something like that.
And, drop something in the bin at the shop, or we've got one here at work. It's just,
And this year has been one of those years where we've heard people are doing it tough a lot more than the past few years, you know. So it's definitely a year for it. But well done to you, Jackie. Way to pass it on.
Yeah.
No problem.
See ya.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks.
I love it when people, you know, they get lemons and they just, well, make lemonade, but they sort of just say, is that your worst? And just chuck it straight back at the...
Come at me, bro.
Know, yeah, come at me.
I'll
turn it around.
Nice work, guys.
Amanda Muggleton is reprising her Helpman and Green Room award-winning role as Maria Callas. I feel like I've got to be dramatic just when I say the name.
It's Callas.
Callas. Oh,
Callas.
Callas. I always do it.
It always sounds
Maria
like the word.
Callas. In a brand new production of Terrence McNally's theatrical masterpiece, Masterclass.
Oh, very
it's been too long since you've been in the studio.
I know. It's we not love having you it. In. It's just not that way. I'm always in here.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Where
aside from this,
doing?
Obviously.
I think the last time I saw you was when I was doing the book club.
Yes, yes.
That went to London.
Oh.
I won the best award for independent theatre.
Oh,
it's just a one-woman show.
Well done.
Well
in
done.
London. And so this is going back to London as well because of it.
So
and,
Maria Callas, for those that don't know, one of the greatest opera singers of all time.
Yes.
Tell us quickly about the show.
She was the girlfriend of Aristotle Onassis back
left
in the 50s.
For the Kennedy woman.
She had the most amazing voice. And when she started, she was 10-ton Tessie. She was enormous. Mm. And she married a man 28 years older than her who had a lot of money. And he got her dietitians. And as she started to lose the weight, she was massaged every single day of her life because he had the money.
Mm-hmm.
How lovely would that be?
Half her luck.
And because she was only in her 20s, all the fat just, you know, kneaded back into her body.
Oh, right.
And she turned from an ugly duckling into a beautiful swan. But when JFK got assassinated, his wife, Jackie Kennedy, had nowhere in the world to go. Aristotle Onassis, being a mover and shaker and wanting his whole profile to be up in the stratospheres, he then thought, oh, Jackie Kennedy's looking for a haven. Mm. I'll have that.
Oh, wow.
And he dumped Maria Callas. And that's what Masterclass is all about. The whole thing is like an opera, but you hear me talking. It's very brutal, like because I turn into Onassis halfway through and Meneghini.
Right. So when you go to see Masterclass, this is Maria Callas giving a class to, what is it?
The Juilliard
three
School.
Three or four at the Juilliard
three
School.
Three students.
Three students, but everyone in the audience is also... part of the class. You feel like you're one of the students.
Oh, I
as
talk
well.
Directly to you.
From your angle, there's a bit of ad lib throughout it as well, then,
totally.
Based on what
I
happens
have
with
to
the
be
crowd.
Completely on my toes.
Yeah.
On the opening night, I didn't know, but I picked out a critic.
Did you really?
I did. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh, I have no idea.
Have you read the piece? since.
Have you not seen the reviews?
No, I haven't.
Darlings.
Oh, sorry.
What can I say?
Ouch.
Please, yeah, please don't go into character.
There was one in the Subiaco Post, which is fantastic. We got 5 stars in your West Australian.
Mm. Oh.
So the reviews have been extraordinary, and I bless Perth for that. Thank you to you two for having me on as well.
Oh, thank you for coming in. We always
love
you.
We need to support the arts.
We need to support the arts.
Sport gets everything, and arts doesn't get enough.
Support the arts until at least the 2nd of December.
I think we're definitely going till the 9th.
Definitely going to the 9th at the Subi Arts Theatre. Please get along. It's a wonderful show. And this woman.
I
does not get any better on the stage than this woman.
I love coming to Perth. And
we love having you.
That Subiaco Arts Centre is where I started in 88 with Shirley Valentine.
With Shirley Valentine.
You weren't born.
I was born, but I was 3.
Oh, you little baby.
There's no excuse not to go back and see Shirley Valentine.
No, and look,
I took all my clothes off in that, though.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I won't be doing that.
I won't be taking my clothes off in this one.
Tickets are on sale through Tickertech. If you want to grab them, please do. Amanda Muggleton, what an honour. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And also get tickets from the Subiaco Arts Centre too.
Okay.
That's your best bet.
Easy.
Bye-bye, everyone. It's been great fun again.
We've just caught him in the car on the way to the airport, heading home, but it's a great day for Darryl Braithwaite. His new compilation album is out now. It's called Days Go By. It features 4 brand-new songs. We'll get to those in just a moment. And, of course, all of the great hits that we know him for. And Darryl joins us now. So good to have you on the Lisa and Pete show, mate.
My goodness, it's good to be with you, let me tell you.
Fantastic. The album's out today, and as Pete said, 4 new songs for you, but I take it these are a bit of an homage to some of your likes or influences. One's a James Rain song.
They are. If you look at If You Leave Me Now, why I did the cover of that was because of back in 1976, which you may not have been born then, but I was in
the Sherbet. Yes. Darryl, I slept under a poster of Sherbet all through the 70s. Don't worry.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Well, look, need for me to explain.
No.
But anyway, the Chicago had that song If You Leave Me Now, and that kept Sherbet out of number one in England back in 1976. So I thought, I'll do a version of it.
No,
it was good. The other one on there too is Motor Too Fast, which is by James Raines, a friend of mine. Got him to sing on it as well.
Oh, great.
Just for a little bit of fun with the fans, did you toy with the idea of leaving horses off the album?
Of course I did. Of course, in a perverse sense of humour, I reckon you would have to think that that would be an option.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just saying thank you very much to the car driver. He just dropped me at the airport.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Got you there safely.
Not a problem, mate.
Seriously, though, horses is one of the most successful, you know, songs of anyone's career. When you perform live, the crowds must go absolutely ape.
Yeah, they tend to, but then we love it as well.
Yeah.
You know, the band and I playing it. It's really joyous to play it. I mean, I don't think it's ever let me down as far as the enjoyment I get from it and the enjoyment from seeing people react.
When it came out, it introduced me to Margaret Ehrlich as well. I mean, what a beautiful voice she has.
Exactly. And I have tried to get her back to sing it occasionally in different parts of the world. And unfortunately, she declined or, you know, had other things on. So
too busy. That's your fault.
Yeah. But it'd be nice to have her come back and sing it at some stage.
Yeah.
Mate, most recently, there was a petition to get you to headline quite a major, I'm going to say, young people's festival over in the eastern states. Does it blow your mind that going back to the song Horses for a second, that it just resonates still to this day with people around the ages of 15, 16, 17?
It does. Well, I could spend a lot of time, I guess, trying to analyse why, but I've got no idea. But we are playing at the Young People's Festival.
Yeah.
Very soon. And I think we're playing in Perth as well at Fremantle. So it's exciting to say the least. You know, I've been doing it for nearly 50 years and the excitement is still there in tons. It's amazing.
In one hand, you've got these young people discovering the music. And in the other hand, you say, you know, near on 50 years for this incredibly successful career where you're about to step up to the ARIA Awards and receive an incredible lifetime achievement. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. Can I just interrupt a moment to tell the woman that I'm going to Melbourne.
Yes,
on a flight.
Sure. Doesn't she know who you are?
No, it's all good now. The,
excellent,
the girl,
you're on.
We're doing something with the bag. Thank you very much. Can I tell you how embarrassing that was? I swear to God. It's lucky she was in a good mood. Oh. It could have been really, really nasty.
Well, after that, I think receiving the award you're going to receive at the ARIAs will be a breeze, Daryl. That will be easy for you.
It should be good.
It'll be a surprise
I'm not going to work
us.
On my speech yet.
You're about to jump on board a flight, and that's probably a good time to start writing your speech, actually. And have a safe flight. Thank you so much for having a quick chat to us. We appreciate it. And congratulations on the brand new album out today, Days Go By, and also the massive night you're about to have at the ARIAs as well. Well done to you, sir.
Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for the interruptions.
Not
a
problem.
I do apologise.
Not a problem, mate. All good.
Thank you, Daryl.
We'll see you soon.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite.